Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I'm all excited. I was just telling Jason, I just spent the last hour on the phone with the Philippines and Philippine Islands for technical support. I bought a Magic Jack, and this darn thing is awesome. So it's a little tiny box, a little bit big, well, half the size of a deck of playing cards. You plug it into a USB port. You pick a phone number. And it lets you make phone calls, local and long distance, not out of the country though, for $50 for a year. Local and long distance phone calls for a year for $50. Greg has one. Greg Lesher has one. He told me about it. And I wanted one for the campground. So, use it for inbound calls, outbound calls for the campground. So I'm pretty excited about it. It took about an hour to, you know, get it configured so it would work right. And it's pretty neat. So all it is this little box. And once you have it programmed through your USB port, you can plug it into your router, your Ethernet port, and plug your telephone line into it, and you've got another telephone line. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Wow.
So that's the latest update. So what is happening?
You can use it with a regular telephone then.
Yes.
Like you plug into four.
Yeah, it gives you the equivalent of a POTS line, and that stands for Plain Old Telephone Service. So it gives you the equivalent of that, but it's a voice over internet protocol. So if you have an internet router, whether it be a DSL router or a cable router or satellite, you can plug this into your Ethernet port, and it'll give you the equivalent of a landline.
Lovely.
Yeah. And the price is fabulous, right? $50 for an entire year?
That's great.
That's with the hardware. Now, when you go to renew, it's $40.
Oh.
So if you it's like $10 for the piece of hardware and $40 for the service.
Wow. That's really good. I wish they had that in Australia. But then you got to pay. Well, and for me, that would cost $150 about a month.
Yeah.
Internet service, you know, meaning a satellite internet is the only thing that would be available at that place.
Mm-hmm.
As the self thing. And even then, the uploads and downloads is not that fast.
Yeah. Well, the interesting thing is I guess we're going on a couple of months now, we have been unable to make some long-distance calls within the United States, and we've been unable to make local calls. So, for example, if I want to call the guy who repairs our telephone service to tell him it's not working, I can't call him because the phone call won't go through. If I want to call the local farm agricultural supply place, sometimes the call goes through, sometimes it doesn't. I needed to call Rich, and I couldn't get through to Rich Sheban. So we can't we can't make the phone calls that we'd like to make, and sometimes we can't receive the phone calls. So, and it's not just us. It's this little hamlet that we live in. It seems like all of us are having this problem, and no one seems to know how to fix it. And that's something that we've been talking about going on a couple years, that we're entering into an era where the people who know how to do things, you know, have been, either they've left their jobs, they've quit their jobs, they've been fired, or they've retired or died. And it's getting worse. It's really getting worse.
Yep. That's the truth. That is absolutely what's going on. And I think I've said it on the broadcast before, but my dad warned about this when I was a teenager. When I was about 15 or 16, my dad turned to me one day and he said, there's a big problem coming. Probably won't hit in my lifetime, but it's certainly going to hit in yours, girl. And he said, the world's running out of engineers. When all the engineers are gone, nobody's going to be able to make anything, do anything, or fix anything. Because there's going to be no engineers. And that includes electrical engineers, telecommunications engineers, as well as automotive engineers, as well as diesel engineers, as well as citizen turners, the guy who repairs the bridges, and the guy, civil engineers, that is. Those are the guys who repair buildings and bridges and design and build bridges and buildings and railway lines, roads. There's a, actually, I was humming and hawing whether to mention this or not, and I was humming and hawing whether even to send photos of this to you or not. And I didn't end up doing it because, you'll understand why in a minute. There's a guy, and it's called Wanksy, W-A-N-K-S-Y, and he has got a really, really good idea for getting potholes fixed. And if you want to, if anyone out in the class wants to find out what Wanksy's idea for getting potholes fixed is, just go to your favorite search engine and type in Wanksy, and you'll see what his idea is for fixing potholes. And it works. It absolutely works 100% of the time, but I'm not sure whether I should even mention what his idea is on air. But it involves body parts and graffiti, is all I'm going to say. And it works. Within about 48 hours of him doing one of these works of art around a pothole, the pothole's generally fixed within about 2 days. And maybe it's not the best repair job, but it cures his work of art.
I just saw part of it. So this guy... looks like he takes either white chalk or white paint, and he puts draws anatomy parts around the pothole, and it looks like male reproductive organs, it's not really pleasant, but it looks like he took a can of red spray paint and he drew a picture of a woman, and part of her anatomy is the pothole, and it looks like they get fixed within 48 hours. And he used washable paint. Yeah. Yep. And I'm wondering if people just, wrote the word Brandon, around a pothole, if it would get fixed also.
Maybe that would work. I think, but this is the desperation. And apparently he just started it out of desperation because he had, how I came across this was there was a particular pothole in country Victoria, and it's massive, and it's growing bigger all the time. And it came up on my, I do have a Facebook page, mostly just for using Marketplace and contacting friends and family members. So there was this pothole came up on my Facebook feed, and it had been there for 5 years. Absolutely massive. And everybody on the road contacted, because it was a little country road, and everybody on the country back road had contacted the council and said, can't you get that pothole fixed? And, you know, the council said, oh, yeah, we'll get to it eventually. And 5 years had gone by, and all the people who lived on this little rural cul-de-sac came out and had a birthday party for the pothole. And they had a cake, and they sat the cake by the side of the road, and they lit the candles, and they were saying, happy birthday to the pothole. 5 years. And it's a massive pothole, and it's getting bigger. And it's sort of like, it's the local joke now. Oh, if we stop paying our property taxes, who's going to fix the roads? And everybody just cracks up laughing because it's that bad. The roads are not getting repaired. They're getting worse. You know, and it's, the thing is, what I think it is that the roads had no proper foundations put in the first place. That's what I think it is. I think that instead of putting in a proper foundation for the road, somebody went through and did a whack-a-packer. You know, that's the pogo stick thing, you know, that they use for packing down dirt. And they just did that for a bit and thought that'd be okay. And then just tarmac across the top of it. You know, put a grader through, you know, put a bit of a camber on the road and then whack a pack it again. And then, you know, just tarmacked across the top of it and thought, yeah, sure, be okay. I think that became, instead of putting a proper foundation in for the tarmac with gravel and, you know, all of, you know, the way that they always used to build tarmac roads before, that's, you know, the black with the asphalt and the rocks and all that sort of stuff. Macadamized road. That's, you know, I think that they just thought, yeah, that'll be all right, that'll be good enough. And just, you know, tarmac across the top of it and then all went home. That's what happened. And then maybe didn't even leave the signs in place until the whole thing was dry, which is not what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to leave the road, you know, that section of road closed until it's all hardened off. But, you know, I know when I was driving myself that I would sometimes drive on newly tarmac road, and there'd be no signs to say that it was newly tarmac, but it was apparent that the car was still soft. Does that make sense to them?
And then you get the tar all over your car, and then you have to find a solvent to get the tar off. And if there's sand mixed with the tar, and you try to rub it off with solvent, you scratch your paint. You know, Baltimore in 1983, they had no money; they were broke. And I'll tell you what they did. I'll tell you what Mayor Schaefer did in 1983.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So we're talking about potholes, and it's amazing. There's a gasoline tax. There's a diesel tax, a state tax, federal tax, sometimes there's a county tax, and we still have lousy roads. And so Baltimore in 1983, there's a mayor, and the mayor's name was Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. And he had a plan where you could, for $10, you could pay City Hall to name that pothole. And they would take your picture, or a picture of the pothole for you, send it to you. And you'd be paying $10 to fix that pothole. And they even had a Valentine's Day program where you could send your sweetheart a pothole repair. So you go to City Hall, you pay them between $10 and $100, between $2 and $100, and they would fix that pothole, and they would name it for your sweetheart. So I don't understand it. I don't understand how we spend so much money in taxes, there's so much mismanagement, and they still need more. No matter what they overtax us, they still need more than that. And this was a scheme by Mayor Schaefer, and it worked. It absolutely worked. But I don't think it's continued after 1983. I think it was a one-of type event. But it's absolutely true. You can look it up. Mayor Schaefer, Baltimore, pothole. And you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, the other thing they do, there's one up the road here. What they do is they just send somebody out there with a bitumen truck and some rocks, and they throw some bitumen down, you know, they throw some you know, bitumen down the hole, tar down the hole. They throw some rocks down the hole. They mix it together or something, and then they just whack-a-pack it for a bit. And then they all go home. And what happens is they don't put any signs up on it, you know? And so the next time somebody drives along, they run straight over the hole, which still has wet bitumen in it, you know, wet tar in it. Now, not only do they wreck their car, what they do is they restart the pothole. Next time it rains, it gets filled with water, and there it goes. Also,
I think you're saying the Australian version of bitumen. In the United States, it's called bitumen, B-I-T-U-M-E-N, and you're calling bitumen, right? Is that right? In the United States, the word for that tar plus stone mixture is called bitumen, B-I-T-U-M-E-N. Yeah, and here in the United States...
I come across with my accent sounding a bit funny, but I'm not making a risk. It's just that's how they say the word here in Australia. They call it bitumen.
Yeah, and methane. Yeah. Methane, right?
Bitumen.
Yeah, and methane gas. And we say methane.
Methane.
Yeah. So in the United States, we have omitted one of those steps. We found a faster way to do it. What we do is, whether it's raining or not, they'll take this bitumen mixture, which is gravel and tar, and they'll throw it in the hole. And they'll kind of heap it up a little bit, and instead of packing it down with a machine or a tamper, they'll let the cars do it. So the cars will run over this, and they'll pack it down. And they'll get all over the cars, and it'll still leave a depression, and it won't last. Yeah, so...
It restarts the hole the first time it rains because, you know, we live in a semi-arid area. But when it rains here, it can really rain. We can get 100 millimeters, like 4 inches of rain within half an hour. When it does decide to rain here, you know. And so that's just goes in the hole, and the water somehow still manages to find the crack, work its way through, soften the ground underneath it, the cars drive across it, and it just opens it up again.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. President Biden has one event on his schedule today, and it's happening this afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern. Biden and the First Lady will host a reception celebrating Women's History Month. The Vice President and Second Gentleman are also scheduled to speak at the gathering in the East Room. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says failing to raise the national debt limit would be absolutely catastrophic.
While speaking at the American Bankers Summit in Washington, D.C., Janet Yellen had this to say.
Take an economy that is performing very well, and it would threaten all of that.
Yellen urged Congress to raise the debt ceiling promptly without conditions. She noted that when Congress waited to do so in 2011, the U.S. credit rating was downgraded. Her remarks came as the Biden administration and Republicans appear to be at odds on a deal. House Republicans have recommended deep spending cuts in return for their votes. I'm Skip Kelly.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something
happening. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. Take
my...
When you go to
the... For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Gwyneth, what's next?
Okay, I would like to get on to the subject of roses. Mm-hmm. I know I've been talking to you a bit about roses off air and, you know, and all of that through this week. And I think that it's a topic that needs some attention because I know that Dr. Shealy or Dr. Thorin on Monday was talking about rose oil.
Well, Dr. Shealy did a study, and it was with his essential oils. And he's got Bliss. He calls it Bliss. Bliss air, water, earth, fire, crystal. And he did a study, and Mrs. Finelli and I were part of that study. And he measured the telomere length at the start, and then a year later, the telomere length at the end. And the results were astounding. Mrs. Finelli's hair grew like crazy. The gal that cuts her hair couldn't get over the length and the vigor of her hair. The telomeres grew longer. She aged backwards, so she got younger, according to her telomere growth. And it was astounding. And one of the essential oils in Dr. Shealy's Bliss oils is rose oil. And we talked about that. And there is a link between roses and feeling good. And everywhere that my mom lived, when she was growing up, she was fascinated with roses. So when she got married and my father and she had their first house, rose garden. Next house, rose garden. Next house, rose garden. When she and my dad moved to Missouri to live with us, rose garden. And one of her favorite roses was Mr. Lincoln. And we have a rose garden here that my mom established in Missouri, right outside our farmhouse. So there is something to it. And my mom was fascinated with growing roses. And they're hard to grow. They really are. You just can't propagate them very easily. Back to you.
Yeah. And the problem with roses is that, like you say, it's been really, really difficult to get information on how to propagate new rose bushes. If you go to a rose growing book, and I like roses too. My dad had a very fine collection of bush roses. He had about 20 or 30 of them on his suburban block. Okay, that's like his little suburban house that he had. You know, it was on just under a third of an acre of land, and he had a vegetable garden, plum trees, and tried to grow peaches, but it wasn't quite the right climate for peaches. It was just a little bit too cold for peaches. But he had about 20 or 30 rose bushes, and he had them all along the front fence. And he had a saying, and he used to say, they're the most beautiful barbed wire you'll ever see. And, the reason why he had them planted across the front fence is so that if anybody jumped across our front fence in the middle of the night, then they would get a little bit of a surprise. And nobody ever did. But, it's really interesting because roses where we are, it's a much better climate for them. They don't have anywhere near as many problems where I live as where you live to grow roses. And the reason why is this. Your climate is actually marginal for growing roses because roses originate in the Holy Land. Only brought to Europe after the Crusades. Yeah. They had some roses in Greece and Italy, you know, but what I mean is France and England and places like that. But they've been growing roses in Greece and Italy and, you know, places like that since ancient times, so a long time before the Crusades. But in France and England and Germany and places like that, they only began growing roses there after the Crusades, because the Crusader knights brought them back from the Holy Land. And so the climate, they are ideally suited to growing in a Mediterranean climate. And I'll tell you what roses need. Roses need they grow best. So they're actually the toughest plants that you could possibly imagine. They're nowhere near as fragile as everybody imagines that they are. But most people who try to grow them are growing them, trying to grow them in places like Missouri and England, which is, like I said, marginal for them. But I'll tell you what the best thing for you to do with your roses is, okay? They have a very deep root system. They send down a tap root way down because where they grow naturally, there's not always a lot of water. And that ancient epigenetics is still there of how to survive in that climate. And you go to the Holy Land and there's rose bushes there that are hundreds and hundreds of years old. They've got a massive crown and an enormous taproot. And nobody looks after them because maybe it's some estate that's been abandoned for like 150 years. And one of the only things that's left is the rose garden. And the olive grove. And those will be the only things that are left. The roses, the olives, the prickly pears, and the Agave Americanas. They're the toughest things out there. And I grow all four of them where I am because the climate's ideal for them. They send down the taproot. So what you do during the summer is for the first year or two, you wait until the rose is just about wilting before you water it. And you might think you're being horrible and cruel, but what you're doing is you're training that rose to look for water, and it will send that taproot down. You build what we call a well, which is you build a mound of dirt around it at the drip line so that it can hold about 5 gallons of water at a time. And you fill it up to, just before overflowing, so you put about 5 gallons of water on it and you wait for it to soak in, and then you put another 5 gallons and then you wait for that to soak in. And then maybe another 5 gallons, so about 15 gallons of water on each rose bush. And then and that's you watering your rose, just one rose bush, okay? And that's what you give good deep soaking for a rose is. And then you leave it. You mulch around the base where you are, and you fertilize it in the spring with horse manure or cow manure. Cow manure will do it. But you be generous with the horse manure or the cow manure, okay? Probably about half a barrow per rose bush of aged cow manure per rose bush. And you just, you heap it on and you will get vigorous growth through the spring and through the summer, and that will once again help for it to be big and strong and to have a deep root system. And that's how you do it. And during the winter, you need to protect the roots of the rose bush. And so what you do is you mound straw about 6 inches deep around the base of the rose bush, keeping it away from the crown or the trunk of the rose bush. And what that will do is it will protect its root system from the snow, because that's something that they can only marginally stand. They really do not like snow. Even though they grow them all through England, all the way up to Yorkshire, actually. I don't know if they grow them much in Scotland. I've seen a few rose gardens in Scotland, but they can stand a bit of snow, but they really it's not ideal for them, and you really should protect their roots from the snow. And you do it by mounting straw 6 inches deep around the root system, and that's how you grow a rose. And you do not You do not deliberately water their leaves, ever. You don't. They can handle rain and they can handle, you know, snow, although in your climate they'll usually lose their leaves during the winter. So they would be, gosh, where are you, spring, so they'll probably just be sending out their first buds now. And so now is probably pretty close to the time when you should be beginning to fertilize, and when they send out those first little white buds that are red, and they're absolutely beautiful, and you see them coming in, and you know what's going to happen, and it's going to be beautiful. You know, does that make sense, Vincent?
Oh, it absolutely does. And, you know, if you relate that to our, we have a small fruit orchard, apple, we've got an apple tree, a couple different apple trees, pears, peaches, and haven't been able to grow cherries. But what we do is we take this, when the ground is really soft, after lots of rain, days and days and days of rain, we take this long rod. It's about 6 feet tall. It's like an axle for a truck. And it was sharpened to kind of a point. So the diameter is probably an inch and a quarter in diameter. We'll take that rod and we'll slam it into the ground around the perimeter, let's say 2 to 2.5 feet away from the fruit tree. And we'll slam it into the ground, and then we'll pour manure, aged manure, into that hole. And we'll water it. And so many holes around the perimeter. And that's how we fertilize the roots of our fruit trees. What do you think about that, Gwyneth?
I've never heard of that, but it sounds like a good idea. And the other thing is that you were saying that you were having problems with your fruit trees. That thing of my, well, I call a well, and I call it a well because everybody calls it a well. And you build up a berm around the...
Mm-hmm.
And then fill it with water, about 5 gallons of water, and you wait for it to soak in. That's how everybody waters their fruit trees around here. And that's why we are able
to... Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, in the book I've delineated how we water our fruit trees in our little orchard right here at the farm. And we have these droughts, and they'll kill our trees. The lack of water sometimes is profound. So we bought 100 5-gallon buckets. There was a guy selling them on the internet for $1 a piece. So we bought a pallet of them, and there were 100 in this pallet. These were washed out, and they were used for food, actually garlic, and garlic, minced garlic. So a couple of years later, they still smell like minced garlic. So we've had these for a number of years. And I drilled a small hole, one small hole in the bottom of each one of these buckets. And I, somewhere around 13 to 15 buckets. The hole is about the size of a number two pencil lead. It's small. And what I do is I place that bucket right where I want to water at the base of the fruit trees. And I'll fill that bucket with water. And what happens is, the water will drip, drip, drip very slowly. And it'll take maybe an hour or 2 hours for 5 gallons to drip. And what it does is it drips so slowly that the water doesn't run off. It stays right there under the bucket. That's where it stays. It doesn't go any farther than underneath the area of the bucket. And I'll refill that 3 or 4 times each day for several days. And that's how we water these fruit trees. And we move the buckets around the perimeter of the fruit tree so that different areas get watered. And it really works well. So instead of watering the surface, we water it so that the slow dripping will penetrate the ground and get closer to the roots. So that's how we do it. And here's something that I wanted to mention about these buckets. They've changed. The plastic of buckets has changed to the point where if you drop one that you've had for a couple years, it may shatter. It may shatter like a light bulb might shatter if you drop an incandescent light bulb. I'm not kidding. And it's ridiculous because these farmers use these buckets over and over. And if they lasted 50 years, they'd use them for 50 years. But because I think the generally dumb public throws them away, they have removed some of the ingredients that prevent them from becoming brittle. And literally, if we dropped a bucket, it was a small bucket, maybe 2 gallons, 2 gallon bucket size, and food grade bucket. I had it on a trailer, and the wind blew. It was an empty bucket, and the empty bucket just landed on a hard surface and literally shattered. I had to pick up the pieces, and it wasn't just a crack. It shattered. This is unacceptable. We're finding that insulation of wires, same thing. They decompose while you're using them. Wire insulation. Plastic used to last forever. Not anymore. It's been improved to the point where wiring harnesses on vehicles degrade. It's so bad that Volvos, people have gotten rid of perfectly good working Volvo cars because the wiring harness has deteriorated to the point where it shorts out and the computers can't talk to each other. And the cost of replacing a wiring harness might be $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 for a wiring harness because the bozos who demanded that the insulation be self-decomposing won. They won, and now we have wiring harnesses that fall apart while they're in place. I'm not talking about falling apart from friction. I'm not talking about rubbing against something. I'm just talking about you've got wires in a bundle that are wrapped with a fabric, tar fabric, we'll call it tape, and the wire insulation will just turn to dust. Literally, you unwrap it, and the insulation is dust inside the outer covering, which would be a tar fabric type of wrapping. We have lost our minds. We have truly lost our minds. And we talked about the Phoebus cartel in 1924, where the electric light bulb manufacturers got together and they said, we're making light bulbs that last too long. So we have to shorten their life from 2,500 hours or longer down to 1,000 hours. So the light bulbs, and now they last like 750 hours. The incandescent light bulbs used to last a really long time, and they weren't selling enough light bulbs because they lasted so long. So now we filled our landfill with light bulb carcasses for, I don't know, 75 years because of companies like General Electric. And by the way, they're the guys who designed and built the nuclear reactor that polluted the entire Pacific Ocean. Yeah, from Fukushima. Okay. General Electric.
Right. Could I respond to that?
Yeah. I'd love to hear your thoughts about this. Yeah. And then let's tell you about a single mother with an only child who wants to give that daughter everything she could possibly want and what the end result of this has been. That's an interesting story as well. We'll be right back.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.